would be the ditches or the...
Right, the ditches.
Take the water on?
Right.
Okay. What would you call, let's say, a place in the land, maybe out in the woods somewhere, that's been cut out by some flowing water, maybe about 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep?
I don't get what you're talking about, Ted.
Well, you know, just a kind of a hole that's been dug out by some flowing water. Might be in the woods somewhere. It might be about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across.
Oh, it would be just a bar pit or we've got what we call stock pines.
Yeah. Is that something like a ravine?
No, it's just a hole dug in the ground and...
Oh, man,
the old hill.
Okay.
I got one in my pasture. Okay. There's good spring water running into all that.
What would you call a hole that's been cut out of the ground by a heavy rainfall?
Washout.
Be a washout? Is that about the same thing as a gully?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a small stream of water flowing along?
Branch.
A branch? Mm-hmm. What about, are there some other names for little streams of water?
No, just you get up a creek that I have heard of. Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a very slight elevation in the land? You might say you have...
Rolling land.
Rolling land?
Yeah.
Okay, or you might have to drive up a little...
Slope.
A little slope or hill, something like that.
Yeah, you call it a hill or slope. The hills and they're steep.
And but a great big thing like you see up in Tennessee, those are
mountains.
So. What do you call this thing right here that you have to turn to open the door? That's the what?
That's it. You lock on your door.
Uh-huh. This thing right
that
here.
Bolt.
That's just the door.
Door bolt.
Uh-huh. You get a call? It's a doorknob.
Yeah. It's been called doorknob and door bolt.
Have you ever heard people call a small rise in the land a knob?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. A mound or there's two names for it. You can call it a mound or a rise.
Okay. You know what you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharply?
Cliffside.
Cliffside. What about a place where ships stop and they unload the freight?
That's a dock.
Dock. Okay. What about the different surface materials, a few different surface materials that roads are made of around here?
Oh, gravel and asphalt and hot mix.
Okay. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road? That'd be just a what?
Side road.
Just a side road. Mm-hmm. Or what about a road that went off the main road up to a man's house?
That's his driveway.
Driveway. And what about the thing in town that's alongside the street that people walk on?
Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anything in particular for that little strip of grass that's between the street and the sidewalk in some places?
No, I don't think I have.
Never heard of a tree lawn or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about if you were out in the country and you saw a crow getting into some farmer's corn? You might pick up a
rock, throw at him, something like that.
Okay. Did you say you drank coffee?
Drink coffee. Uh-huh. We do it morning.
How do you take your coffee?
Black.
In other words,
no addition.
No addition. You have it without milk?
Right.